Okay, so we're on Daf Mem Daled today. Let me go back to the Gemara we did yesterday on the Gimel days. We have a lot of Gemara tonight, so I'll try to pause periodically, but please be patient. Okay, so around 10 lines from the bottom at the two dots, Aish Mekadesh Abito, so we said that a man can accept Kedushin on behalf of his daughter. So the Gemara says, Tanana, we learn in the Mishnah over Masechet Gittin. Nara hamaorasa kiva via mekablan gita. If she's a nara, then she only went through erusin. Both she and her father can be mekabel get. So she's a nara, only went through erusin. Both she and her father have jurisdiction. Am Rabbi Yehuda, shtei yadayim zochot kechad. San Rabbi Yehuda says you can't have like too many cooks spoil the broth, so to speak. But there's only one person in charge. Ella via mekabel gita. The father is the one who's running the show, and she's out of the picture. And then. We're at the small, is it a hey? He says, if a girl, this is a separate halacha, a girl is so young that she doesn't know how to guard the get, so then she can't be divorced. Okay? So that's the Mishnah. So Amar Reish Lakish, kimachlok to the Gerushin, kach machlok to the Kiddushin. So Reish Lakish says, just like we have this machloket over who has the jurisdiction over Naram or Rasa for Gerushin, where the Chachamim hold both of them, that's the father and the Nara, and Rabbi Yehuda holds only the Nara, the same machlokas exists by Gerushin, where the Chachamim hold that both the she and the father can accept the get, and Rabbi Yehuda holds only the father. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, machlokas the Gerushin, of all the Kiddushin, the very call of Yivalohi. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's a machlokas by Gerushin, there's a machlokas. When it comes to Kiddushin, everybody agrees, only the father. So it means that, according to the focusing on Rabbi Yochanan, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, even though within the sheet of the Chachamim, even though by Gerushin, there's a machloket, whether it's both of them or one, but by Kiddushin, even the Chachamim agree, only the father can accept the Kiddushin. Okay? We're 5 lines from the bottom on them, Gimel Beis. The Amar of Yosef Rabbi Chanina. My time with Rabbi Yochanan, I'll leave with Rabbanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, what's the svar for Rabbi Yochanan? In other words, Reish Lakish is saying everything's the same bazaar, the same. Why Rabbi Yochanan, when it comes down to Kiddushin, everybody agrees only the father, but by Gerushin, the Chachamim hold both. So the Gemara says, Gerushin, the Machneset Atzmah should Abiyah, Ben Hiya, Ben Abiyah. So Gerushin, she's being brought back into the father's jurisdiction. So the father's happy if she accepts the get. I don't know, I'll do it, you do it. It's like, right, he says, Kiddushin to Mavkaras should Abiyah. When it comes to Kiddushin, she's out of the father's home. So it's Abiyah Belohi. It means that we know the Torah gives the zechus to the father. The question is, does she also have that zechus? So it means that he's like wants to be the Shomer HaPetach. In other words, only I can accept Kiddushin. In other words, you're not leaving here without my rishus. That's the way that Rabbi Yochanan says. So that's now the Gemara says Vere Ma'amar. Now Ma'amar we know is the legal equivalent of Kiddushin by Yivama, but it's on the Rabbanan level. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, we would have expected. Rabbi Yochanan says by Kiddushin, everybody agrees, and it's a Nara Morasa. Everybody agrees that only the father is involved with the Kiddushin. So I would expect Ma'amar to be the same way. I would expect that way. So he says Vere Ma'amar the Mavkaras should Abiyah, but Ma'amar also takes her out of the rishus of her father. Utanan kitana mina eru. Again, we're talking about where only erusin took place. So she never really left totally the rishus of the father. So he says the mafkaras should be utanan. Now this is really a brisa, even though it says utanan, it's a brisa. Utanan kitana. That's what the article said. Kitana mina erusin ein osin ba mamar elamidatavia. Obviously, she kitana mina erusin means she's kitana, and then. The father married her off, and then the husband died. So you can only do mamar with the knowledge and consent of the father. But bahanara, that's the case we need. Bahanara, if she's a nara, and it sounds like a nara of an erusin, so it could be with her knowledge and consent, or the father's knowledge and consent. That's a stira to what Rabbi Yochanan said. We assume this would be like the Chachamim. So Rabbi Yochanan says within the Chachamim, even though when it comes to Gerushin, both she or the father can be called a Gerushin, when it comes to Kiddushin, only the father. And Ma'amar is legal equivalent to Kiddushin. And yet, the Na'arah can accept maybe the Ras, maybe the Arviyah. Now we have parentheses, Ma'ashen came with Kiddushin. Well, the Marshal leaves it out, and we'll leave it out because it comes up later on. Ella yitmar hach yitmar. So the Gemara says, rather, if the statement was made, by Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, he says, this is the way it was said. I'm Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, my time is Rabbi Yochanan, leaves Rabbanan. What's as far as Rabbi Yochanan points to Chachamim? Kiddushin to Nidaita. Kiddushin needs consent. In other words, for Kiddushin, it has to be consensual. So Aviv Elohi. In other words, he's running the show. So in other words, on this side of the equation, on the Kiddushin column, somebody needs to give a consent. That's the father. Gerushin Dval Korcha. Gerushin can be against her will anyway. So Bein Hi Bein Aviya. So the Gemara says, fine, that's a nice Hezber, but Hare Ma'amar, the Midaita of Ketani Bein Hi Bein Aviya. But we're still left with the Stira, right? The same question. Ma'amar, that has to be with her knowledge and consent. But we learned that it's her or the father. We would have expected it to be just the father. So the Gemara explains, Hatam b'mamar d'val korcha of Rebihi. Over there in the Braisa, we're going to explain that the mamar is referred to mamar against her will. In other words, the mamar is going to be against her will for reasons I will explain shortly. And it's following the sheet to Rebbe. So since it's b'al korcha, therefore, the Chachamim will hold ben hi ben aviya. The Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Ha'osa mamar b'vim to shlomi daita, if a person, and again, mamar is, she was married to one brother, the brother died, and now there's like, say, five other surviving brothers. So the brother that does mamar is on a fast track to do yibum with her. So, and mamar, he gives her the kesef of kiddushin, and he says, you know, you're, I think you're with this, something like that. So he says, Ha'osa mamar b'vim to shlomi daita. Let's say he doesn't do it with her knowledge and consent. He throws it at her and says, this is your mamar. Rebbe Omer Kana, but Chachamim Omer Lo Kana. Rebbe says that works. Rebbe says mamar can be Baal Korcha, and the Chachamim say not. So my Tama to Rebbe, what's the reason for Rebbe who says it would be Baal Korcha? Yamar be Bia Divama. He learns it out from Bia by Yavama. On the Duraisa level, Yibam is only with Bia. He says, Ma Bia Divam Baal Korcha, because I'll teach us Yibma even against her will. So he says, Av Hachanami Baal Korcha. So to here, according to Rebbe, Ma'amar can even be against the woman's will, the woman's wishes. So then we understand that within the Shita of Rebbe Yochanan, so we would have to say it doesn't mean with her consent. It was initially we thought Data was her consent, it means with her knowledge, in other words, she knows about it. For Rabbanan Savri, Yalfina Mikidushin. The Chachamim say, we're going to make the Sushtel to Kiddushin. In other words, I can look at Ma'amar in one of two ways. I can look at Ma'amar, it's like if it's filling in for Yibam, so it's Baal Korcha, or I can look at Ma'amar as like an equivalent to Kiddushin. So the Chachamim hold, we have to compare it to Kiddushin. Again, Ma'amar is a Din Rabban, a rabbinic enactment. Rabban Sabri Yalfina Mikidushin, my Kiddushin to me Daita, just like Kiddushin is with the knowledge and consent of the woman. So, now what's the root of the machlok between Rebbe and the Chachamim? Rebbe Savar Mili Dibam Mibam. We're going to learn, you know, Yibam from Samim with Yibam. So, with Baal Korcha by Ma'amar, I'm going to learn it from Din by Yibam, which is the Bia. So, Habalei the Melech. Rabbanan Savri Kiddushin and Kiddushin Habalei the Melech. And the Chachamim hold, now we're going to learn it from Kiddushin. So, again, let's just get our breath. So, Rabbi Yochanan says, that Nara Murasa, so the Gerushin, either she, according to the Chachamim, either she or the father can accept the get. But Rabbi Yochanan says, when it comes to Kiddushin, only the father can accept Kiddushin. Fine. So the Gemara said, yeah, but then by Ma'amar, which is like we thought the equivalent of Kiddushin, so I would expect that only the father can accept, you know, it has to be done with his knowledge and consent. That's what I would have thought. And yet the Bryce did taught differently. So initially when we learned the Bryce, we thought it meant with the consent, knowledge and consent of the father, knowledge and consent of the girl. Then the Gemara ends up saying, no, it's talking about Ma'amar Baal Korcha against her will. And the Bryce is following the Shita Rebbe that says that Ma'amar can be done against the will, the wishes of the Chamin Rav Chulak, but Rebbe holds it be against her will. Now, let me just do a few more lines. Another the end of the sugya, and then I'll pause. Okay, so he says, "Hachinami mistabra kidil kamentaris Rabbi Yochanan." So Gemara says that's very logical. The way we just explained within the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, means the katani seifa because we learned the seifa of the brisa. This is the lines that I left out earlier. Masha ein kain b'kiddushin. The brisa says, and you see up on line three, it's in parentheses, but that is the seifa of the brisa. Masha ein, but we didn't know it up until now. Now we know it. Masha'en kein b'kiddushin. In other words, mamar, it could be from either one of them, but b'kiddushin not. So Mela, that makes sense, because the kiddushin has to be with her knowledge and consent. But mamar, the mamar we're talking about is ba'al korcha. So that could be that. So kiddushin only the father. But mamar, since it's ba'al korcha, it could be either one. That's what we're learning. So now the Gemara says, "El name to be tiyuf to the Reish Lakish." So now the Hezber is so strong, so this should really slug up Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says the same machloket that exists by Gevurshin exists by Kiddushin, and yet this Bryce that we've explained it, is talking about Ma'amar Baal Korcha, and it says Masha Ein Kain Be Kiddushin, not like Kiddushin. In other words, it's saying that by the Ma'amar, either one can have knowledge of it, but by Kiddushin, only the father signs off on Kiddushin. That's not like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that when it comes to Kiddushin, it's the same as Gittin, that either she or the father can accept the Kiddushin. Right, that's correct. 100% correct. And you're on the right track. So Amar Lach Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish would say to you, Hamani Rabbi Yehudahi. You're right. Like Yosef was saying, Reish Lakish was saying, I have a simple pshat. And there was a maklok between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says only one person is in control of the Gerushin and one person for the Kiddushin. So this price is going like the Tan Rabbi Yehuda. Amar and Shteyadayim Zochot Ka'achat. So Eve Rabbi Yehuda, Masha'en came with Kiddushin. So if it's teaching me the sheet of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, and he's saying by Kiddushin, you know, it's one, Masha'en came with Gerushin by Leh. And it would be more of a Kiddush if they would teach me the Din, but in other words, by Mamar, either one can have knowledge of it. But Masha'en came with Kiddushin, he, the Tana, should teach me Masha'en with Gerushin. Gerushin is Baal Korcha. There, the svar is more stronger that either one should have jurisdiction. So that would be the case I would expect the Tana to teach me. So in Achinami, you're right, that does make sense. But nevertheless, I did Tani Ma'amar, Dami the Kiddushin, since the Tana was teaching me Ma'amar, which is similar to Kiddushin, Tananami, Masha Enkei be Kiddushin. Now, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Maishta Ma'amar. So why then, according to Tana Rabbi Yehuda, everything is always the father? Gevurshin is the father. Kiddushin is the father. So why by Ma'amar is it both of them? Since Holu Zakukav Omedet, since she's already attached to him. In other words, once the brother dies, the husband dies, she has a Zika with the surviving brother. So because of that, so it's like, you know, it's like she's like got 1 foot out the door already. You know what I mean? So therefore, it could be done with either one's knowledge. So Hashta Atit Lahachi, now that you've come to that Svara, which is a very good Svara, Rabbi Yochanan lo tikshilach niyikara. So then the question is, Rabbi Yochanan, we posed initially, we said, how come, we said by Rabbi Yochanan that he says that by Kiddushin everybody agrees only the father's going to run the show, yet by Mamar was both. So we have, he's the answer. Shani Mamar, who's Kukub Yomeret. So that Mamar is different because she has a Zika. So that's the way the piece of the Gemara answers that. Okay. So at the end of the day, the fact that Skukov Omedet, that really kind of like explains the situation with Ma'amar. All right, let me just pause for a second. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, Yosef first, go. Reish Lakish is the one who says that, Reish Lakish says, Kamachloka the Gevurshin, Kamachloka the Kiddushin. So Rabbi Shlakish says there's machlok by Gevurshin and there's machlok by Kiddushin as well. So by Kiddushin, Rabbi Shlakish holds that according to the Chachamim, Rabbi Shlakish holds only that way. So where did Rabbi Shlakish come up here? George, we just had? Right. So, because this is Masha'en Kain by Kiddushin. In other words, by Kiddushin, only the father's running the show, but according to Reish Lakish, I thought you were the one. According to Reish Lakish, the Chachamim hold that it's either her or the father, and yet the Tana says Ma'ashen can't be Kiddush, not this way. The Gemara says no, like Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, you were the one who said that. Okay. Any other questions coming to us up, Rafi? So again, let's go slowly with this. We're talking about Nara. She was a Nara Murasa. The husband died. Now, one of the surviving brothers wants to do Ma'amar. So, initially, Well, so initially we thought that in other words, it's Ma'amar is like Kiddushin. You need the consent of somebody. That's what we thought initially, and then the Gemara said no. It could be talking about with Ma'amar according to Rebbe, which could even be done by Al Korcha. But if I need consent, so then it makes sense that I mean, initially we're thinking it should be the same as Kiddushin, because just like Kiddushin, if again, there's not a lot of different shittos, but if I hold that either the father or the by Kiddushin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Chachamim hold that everyone agrees that only the father signs off on Kiddushin. So if, assuming that to be the case, that by Kiddushin, I need only the consent of the father, not the consent of the Na'ara, the Na'ara is out of the picture for that, I would expect the same thing to be true by Ma'amar. I would expect it. And yet the Bryce says not by Ma'amar. Either one of them can consent to the Ma'amar. According to this Brisa, but then the Gemara said that the Brisa could be going according to Rebbe, which is Mama Baal Korcha. So if it's Baal Korcha, then data doesn't mean consent. Data means with the knowledge of. You have to know about it. You don't know about it, right? Like, here's the money. You throw the money in the street. I don't know where. I have to know about it, or he has to know about it. All right. Are we good? Okay, let's go further. Let me just do a few more lines, wrap up this piece, and then we'll go through. All right, now we're three lines above where it gets wide on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, 44a. Everybody good? So Tanan, this was the first Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. A man can be Mekadosh his daughter when she's a Nara, either himself, the father, or the father's Shliach. In other words, it means the father will accept the kesef of kiddushin, or he'll appoint a shliach to accept the kesef of kiddushin. So bo b'shiluchu in. So that means either him or the shliach, ba b'shiluchu lo, but not her or her shliach. Two of the Reish Lakish. So again, we're talking about a nara. We're talking about a nara. And according to Reish Lakish, within the sheet of the chachamim, it's either the father or the daughter. And k'machloket by gerushin and k'machloket by kiddushin. So according to Reish Lakish, either the father or the daughter can accept the kesef kiddushin when she's a nara. Yet our Mishnah says that the father can accept the kiddushin, and the implication is that the daughter cannot. Right? Okay. So the first white line. So Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish would say to you, Hanami Rabbi Yehuda, that this Mishnah is also found in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Right. According to Rabbi Yehuda, only the father can accept the kesef kiddushin. We must say, book like Rabbi Yehuda. Are we able to successfully say that our Mishnah, the Mishnah on Mem Aleph, goes like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda? But Katani Sefer, because we can learn the Sefer of this Mishnah, and the Sefer is the Daf Yomi on Thursday, and Daf Mem Vav. Let's go to Mem Vav. Turn quickly to Mem Vav. You have 46, a Mem Vav Manalath, the Mishnah there, around 20 lines down, a Mem Vav Manalath. Everybody with me? So the Mishnah says, Manithin, Omer Le'isha, Kachli B'tmarazu, Kachli B'zu. Doesn't sound very romantic, but a man says, "Be mekudesh to me with this date," and then he says, "Be mekudesh to me with this date." And there was two dates. If one of them is worth a shabbat pruta, she's mekudesh. It means we don't accumulate the dates. He said, "Hitkachilibitmarazu, hitkachilibitmarazu." So it's two separate offers, either date A or date B, but not date A and B. Bizu ubizu ubizu. But if he says A, B, and C, if there's cumulatively they're equal a pruta, then she's mekudeshet, otherwise not. Okay? Okay, let's see back on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay? Okay. We're on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, page 87, in the around two lines above where it gets right. Okay, Gabriel? Page 87, a few lines above where it gets right. So he says, Tanana, Ishman Kadosh, no, not there. Look at Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, the second wide line of Mdalam, second wide line. Okay. Bahakatani Seifa. So the Gemara says, can we say that our Mishnah on Mem Aleph goes like Tana Rabbi Yehuda, which would solve our problems? Bahakatani Seifa, we learned the Seifa of the Mishnah on Mem Aleph, which we just did. Omer Le'isha, Kach Shidib Tmarazu, Kach Shidib. If man says, you finish with this date, we finish with that date, we read in Mantana Hitkachi Hitkachi, and we said, who's the Tana who says that? Once he breaks up each offer with the word hitkachi, there's separate statements. He says, "V'amar Rabba Reb Shimoni." Rabba says that's Reb Shimoni. We're looking for Reb Yehuda, But Rabbi says it's Reb Shimon, and we'll see how it doesn't seem to be the Reb Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Reb Shimon he, the Amar ad Shimar Shvua lechol echad v'echad. This is talking about a case in Masechet Shvuot. Five people leave Pikdonot with Reuven, and then Reuven denies ever getting it. Like each one says, "I gave you $100." Let's say five different people, like Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Binyamin. They each say to Reuven, "We gave you." Each one says, "I gave you $100," and Reuven says, "Lo yudvar me'olam, it never happened." So, and Reuven's lying, and then Reuven takes a false shvua. So, if he says shvua once to you, to you, to you, to you, then when he admits his lie, he's chayav one korban Hashem. But if he says shvua to you, shvua to you, shvua to you, shvua to you, he's chayav five korbanot. So he says here, he says da amar ad shemar shvua lechol echad v'echad. He says so if he says shvua to each one, then it's separate statements, and he's chayav a separate korban. V'chitema, so means, so the same Tana that says hitkachi libitmarazu, hitkachi libitmarazu, the fact that he said hitkachi breaks it into a separate statement, that's the same Tana in the second Shvuot. He says shvu to you, shvu to you, shvu to you, shvu to you, separate Shvuot. You understand or not? Cannot. That's what the Tana says. So who's the Tana who holds hitkachi, hitkachi is separate statements. It's the same Tana who holds by Shvuot, says Shvuot to you, Shvuot to you, Shvuot to you, the separate statements. So he says separate Shvuot. But that Tana is Reb Shimon and not Reb Yehuda. V'chitema kula Reb Yehuda, v'prati sabalak Reb Shimon. Maybe say like this. It's really all Reb Yehuda. But when it comes to separating the dinim, he agrees with Reb Shimon. So it's all Reb Yehuda, but he agrees with Reb Shimon. Says, we sabalak, does he hold that way? Now we're going to prove that when it comes to Shvuot, Reb Yehuda does not agree with Reb Shimon. Bahatani, we learned the brisa. Zeha klal, klal, kalal, inu chayav alachad, parad chayav alachad, bechad did Rameir. So, according to Rameir, and I'm not sure of all the details, he says if he aggregates everybody together, he's only chayav once. If he separates everything, he's separate. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, here's the key light. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon were interested in. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shavua lo lacha, lo lacha, lo lacha, chayav alachad, bechad. So the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, he says the word shvua once, and he says lo lacha, and he doesn't have a vav. Shvua lo lacha, lo lacha, lo lacha, lo lacha, that is separate shvuot, and he's chayav separate korbanot. Rabbi Lezer Omer, lo lacha, lo lacha, lo lacha, v'lo lacha shvua, chayav kol lacha. I can have the word shvua at the end. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and that's still the key to keep in mind, v'yolameinu chayav ad shimor shvua lekol lachad v'yachad. Rabbi Shimon says he has to say shvua to each one. So the key is, yeah. So Rabbi Yehuda says shvu lo lacha lo lacha lo lacha lo lacha yischai for each one. But Rabbi Shimon is the one who says I have to say shvu to each one of you. So we think that indeed the Mishnah is on Mevav. Seems like Rabbi Shimon, not like Rabbi Yehuda.
It reminds me of math where you put the parentheses. It changes what? The order of operations.
Okay.
It sounds like
Wait. Let's just wait a few lines for it. I'll come to you. Okay. So the Gemara says 6 lines from the bottom. Elakula Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says, indeed, both Mishnayot on Mem Aleph and on Mem Vav follow the Tana Reb Shimon, who b'shlichut sabalak Reb Yehuda. But when it comes to shlichus, meaning the rights of the kiddushin, who can accept kiddushin on behalf of the Nara, there Reb Shimon agrees with Reb Yehuda. So again, so both the Mishnah on Mem Aleph and the Mishnah on Mem Vav follow the sheet of Reb Shimon. But Reb Shimon agrees with Reb Yehuda by Kiddushin that it's only the father. That's basically what it boils down to. You understand or not? Okay, now, let me just wrap up this sugya, and I'll come to you, Fern, okay? 6 more lines. So, Rabbi Asi Lual Bay Medrasha. Rabbi Asi didn't come to the base Medrasha one day. Actually, Rabbi Zeira, Amarle, my Amora in the Bay Medrasha. So he encountered Rabbi Zeira. He said, what did they discuss in the base Medrasha today? Amarle, Afana Lual. I don't know what was going on. He said, I didn't go to the base Medrasha today either. So Rabbi Avin who died, but Rabbi Avin went, but Amar and he, Rabbi Avin, reported Chavruta Kula to Rabbi Yochanan that the whole Chabura people in the Beis Medrash agreed with Rabbi Yochanan in our sugya, which he says that this machloka by Gerushin, by Kiddushin, everybody holds only the father can accept Kiddushin. But Savak Reish Lakish Kikruchia, and Reish Lakish was screaming like a crane, like a bird, type of bird. He says, V'yatzavaita, there was, there's a hekesh between V'yatzavaita. So Kiddushin Shamir the din by Gerushin, but like the Ashkach Bay, nobody paid attention to it. So Amar Le Rabbi Avin Bar Samchu. So the Rabbi Yossi said, is Rabbi Avin a person that we can rely on to reliably report what took place? You know, one thing that Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, I was listening to the recording, he said, like, it's not enough, like, you hear, like, people always quote Gedolim. I'm thinking, like, with the Rav, everybody says the Rav said this, the Rav said this. He isn't what people report, but it's who's the one who's reporting it. Who says that he says that? You know, if he's got his best Talmud reports is one thing, and somebody else's, you know, maybe you know, spent a, you know, met the Rav for an hour, he says it, you know, it's not different. So he says, Amarlay in Kminyamala Tignehu. He says, yeah, he's reliable because he reported this account, Kminyamala Tigna. It's like a fish that's pull out of the sea and thrown right to the frying pan. So right as soon as it happened, he reported it. So I think it's accurate. It says Amar Nach Bar Yitzchak Analu Rabbi Avin Rabbi Chia Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana. Nach Bar Yitzchak said, "I didn't hear the name Rabbi Chia or Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana or Rabbi Avin Stam. I only heard that Rabbi Avin said it." So my nafkamina. So what difference which Rabbi Avin is? So he says Lamir Day. If you'd have a stira that he said, so we want to identify which Rabbi Avin would be. Okay, let's just summarize, and we'll take questions. We'll come to firm. So the idea we said that we're going like Rabbi Yochanan. So even though by Gerushin, if you have a Nara Murasa, either she or the father can accept the get, but by Kiddushin, only the father can accept the get. Oh, the can accept the Kiddushin. And yeah, that's Rabbi Yochanan's version of it. And the Gemara ends up saying that Kiddushin to be Daita, in other words, it requires her consent. So that's the father, is the only one who's like, can give the consent. He's the Shomer HaPetach with it, with everything with that. Okay, now, okay, what do you want to say, Fern? Go ahead.
I was just saying that the thing was below Lachala, Lacha. It's like we put the parentheses in the order of operations in math. It was no big
right.
question.
Okay, all right. Any other question? Are you still there? All right.
Everybody who's in the base medrash? That's the question.
Okay, here, I'm going to show you the base medrash. Wait. So we're going to come. We're going to come to that, right? So if the father's not alive, then on a Dravana level, the father or the mother can marry her off, but then she can do the right of being. We're going to come up with that shortly. Okay. All right. We're doing well, but we have to keep moving. Okay. Now, so we're on the bottom line on Mimdalad Manal. You have a place got me on the bottom line. Okay. By meaning Rava Mirav Nachman. So now, Rava asked the following question of Nachman, the top line on Magdal Bey's, Nara, Mashtas Hashlil Kabel Gita. Now, according to the Chachamim, that either the father, when by Gevrishin, either the father or the Nara can accept the get. That's the sheet of the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, according to everybody, the Chachamim say that. By Gevrishin, Chachamim say that he or Abia, the Kabel Gita. Right. So, according to that, he says, can she appoint somebody to be her shliach? In other words, the shliach le kabbalah. In other words, the nara can accept the get. Can she appoint a shliach to accept the get? Kiara via damya, is she, in other words, either she doesn't have an independent right to accept the get. Her rights are flowing from the father. Her rights are flowing from the father. When we saw early in the sugya, like according to remember with Rashi was saying in an earlier part of the sugya that the father's happy if she accepts it because it brings him into her and Rishos. But he says, Kiara via damya, is she like an extension of the father's yad, in which case we think she could appoint a shliach, okay, chatzera via damya, or is she like the father's chatzer? In other words, he just has to throw the get into the chatzer of the father. So is it saying that he could give it to her, but she's functioning as a chatzer, so then she can't point it. Kiara via damya, we say she's like the hand of her father. Line three, ma via mashri shliach, akinam mashri shliach. Like the hand, just like the father could appoint a shliach, so too she could appoint a shliach. Odilma ke chatzera via damya, or perhaps she's like the chatzer of her father, vaadamati gitliya dolom megarsha. And then, so until she gets it, she's not megarsha, but she cannot appoint a shliach. So the Gemara says, "Mimis tapale the Rava, huh? Was Rava really misupak on this? We're going to show that the tzad that she's a chatzer is going to fly." But Ha'amar Rava stated halacha, "Ketav get mitano biyad avdai yashen mishamarto." If let's say a husband wrote a get to a nara, and he put it in the hands of her eved kanani who's sleeping, and she is watching the Eved. She's guarding the Eved. Hareza get. In other words, the Eved is like a chatzer mishtameret. In other words, the Eved is like a chatzer. He put the get in the Eved's hands, and she's watching him sleep. So she's megreshet. Chatzer mishtameret. Right. Neor, but if the Eved is awake, ain't no get. It's not a get. So why is it not a get? Neor am I ain't no get. In other words, the data is like with the, in other words, once the Eved gets up, he's the one who's keeping an eye on himself. In other words, nobody is like can keep an eye on somebody. In other words, he's the one who's running the show at that point in time. So nobody's keeping an eye on her. So he says on him, the Isak now, but what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If we say that a woman, a Nara, it's just like a chatzer mishtameret. Isak like a chatzer aviyadamia. Kimata kiliyada nami lo tigar. The chatzer mishtameret stole the darabia. In other words, you want to say that a girl, a nara, is like a chatzer mishtameret. That's what you wanted to say before. How does it work that a nara, according to the Shita Chachamim, can accept the get? We don't think she's actually independent. Whatever she's getting is coming from the father. Is she like the yad of the father? Or the chatzer of the father? That was the question we had initially. So assuming she's like the chatzer, the father's chatzer, she's like the chatzer of the father. But once you have a person who's a chatzer, you can't guard them. In other words, it's chatzer she'ina mishtameret. We said that from the previous sugya. If a person's awake, it's chatzer she'ina mishtameret. So then let's see back in the Gemara. It will be said that when so then it should not work. In other words, if you say it's mitam chatzer, then the get would not work under any circumstances to give it to the girl, because it's a chatzer mishtameret shelo ladata. In other words, the father can't keep an eye on her. In other words, because a person does whatever they want. So it's a chatzer. It's not a chatzer mishtameret. So get would never be a good get. El Yolam. So it must be that Rava was clear that a girl is like Yadavia. So he says, this is what he was asking. Is her aspect of being a Yad is so strong as an extension of the father that she can appoint a Shliach? Oh, no, we're not. So Amarle, that was the question that Rava posed to Rav Nachman. So he says, Amarle ain't no such shliach. So Nachman said that indeed she cannot make a shliach. Okay, give me 10 seconds. I just want to go over one thing, and then we'll be 1 second. Let me see, 1 second. $1. Here, 1 second. 1 second. Give me 1 second. 1 second. Yeah, 1 second. Yeah. Yeah. So he says like this: when the Eved is awake, it's not a get. Is a chatzer shalom ledata by someone other than her. In other words, the Eved is considered to be under his own control and supervision. He's not controlled exclusively by the master, the wife, the whole thing. So he doesn't qualify as a courtyard. In other words, everybody's an independent person. So I'm not a chatzer mishtameret. So if a person is not a chatzer mishtameret, how could even she accept the get on her own behalf? Because if she's a chatzer mishtameret, nobody's guarding her. She's on her own. So we don't think that it's working out that way. So we said, right, Rava knew that halacha because he stated it. So he means that the question was that she's the yad, she's an extension of the father, but is the extension so strong that she can even appoint a shliach or not? That's the question. And Rav Nachman says, no, she cannot appoint a shliach to accept the get. Okay, we said questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far. Wait. Yeah, it's right. Then she's out of the father's shoes, and then she's on her own, and she can appoint shliach and the whole thing. Okay, now let's get back on the Gemara. All right, so now that's what Rav Nachman says, and now Rava poses a question to Rav Nachman from the following brisa. Efe, ketana sha'amra et kabel giti, if a ketana said to someone, accept to get on my behalf. Now, a ketana has no koach to appoint a shliach. He says, eino get at she get liado. It's not a get till she receives it. So it means that if you look at Rashi, the 10th narrow line, "Eino get yad she yigel yada de ein shlichu lekach and hilchach on the viola yeshluchu shabal lo holacha v'yinenola." So the one who's bringing her the get will have to say is the shliach of the baal. In other words, somebody gave it to them. In other words, this get come from. So the husband gave the get. In other words, person showed up, you know, person shows up, and like the Gemara is saying, like, let's say the Ketana says, I want you to be my shlich l'kabbalah. And so that's a zero, that's a nullity. Okay. So the Gemara learns that when the husband, but the husband gives the get to this person, when the husband gives the get to the person, he deputizes him to be a shliach laholacha. He changes it. He reprograms him. It would not reprogram. It was not the program when people wasn't a program. And he says, "Now give it again." Okay, let's see. Let me just get this. So, Ketana Shamar Kabel Gitena Ganesh Yigal Yada. Now the deduction is Hanaro Hareza Get. So that's what the Brisa says. But the Gemara deduces, were a Nara, it would be a good get. So if a Nara said, "Accept the get on my behalf," we think it would be a good get. So Gemara says, "You're right." But Hakamay Askinan B'Shein La'av. That brisa is talking about when the father is dead. So the father's dead, that's the end of his, you know, dominion over her. So indeed, she could appoint a shliach if she's a nara. So the Gemara says, Hami the Katani Sefer, but the Gemara says, wait, let's do the Sefer of the brisa. It says, Imamar lo, I think the Bach has, Imamar lo avia, save it kabel get lebitin. If the father said to somebody, accept this get on behalf of my daughter, if the husband then wants to retract once he gave the get to the shliach the Kabbalah, he can't retract anymore. So from the fact that the next case in the Braisa has a case where the father is alive and kicking, presumably the beginning of the Braisa is also the father is alive and kicking. So the Gemara says, you're right, but we have to say, it says, if there are words missing in this Braisa, and this is the way we should understand the Braisa, for the reasons that we discussed, if a Ketana says, I want you to be my shliach l'kabbalah, that's a nullity. So she's not megreshet until she receives the get. It means that the husband, you know, gives this person instructions to give the get to my wife. He says, but until she receives it, she's not divorced. Ha'na'ara ha'reiz a get. But if she's a na'ara and she appoints somebody, it is a get. If the father is dead, then and under those circumstances, the Nara could appoint a shliach in Kabbalah. But if she has a father that's alive, the Amar Aviyat Seba Kabbalah Gita, and the father said, accept this get on behalf of my daughter, and the husband, after he gives the get, wants to pull out of the deal, oh yeah, sorry, you can't do it anymore. Okay, let's just summarize what we did, and then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. So, the basic idea we said is that a Nara cannot appoint a Shliach l'Kabbalah. That's the first you saw. Okay, a Nara cannot appoint a Shliach l'Kabbalah. So we ask the question, like, is this a Braisa or a Mishnah? Look, one second. Yeah, Mishnah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that was a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. Okay, that was not a Bryce. It's a Mishnah we were quoting from. So we quoted from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if a Ketana says accept the get, it's not a get until she receives the get. It means the husband, you know, points the fellow to be a shlich lo halacha. But if she's a Nara, it would be a get. So the Gemara ends up saying, the case that it's a get, where the Nara can appoint a shliach, if the father is dead. If the father's dead, then she has a koach to appoint a shliach. But if the father's alive, she does not have a koach to appoint a shliach. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? What's up? No, the ksuba, every marriage has a ksuba, right? Okay. Right. Okay. Any other questions? That's what we discussed at the beginning of today's sugya. We said, b'chosha en yicholosh mor gita, if she's so young, she doesn't know how to guard the get. So it depends on the age. Then we'd have to be machalik. But yeah. I think that itself is machloket. But here the Gemara is saying, I think there's a shita that a ketana could be divorced at any age. But this tana is saying that she has to be. In other words, remember the Gemara learns that if he sends her away, in other words, shalchami beito, come back. So the age that she doesn't know how to be shomer the get, she'd come back. So she cannot be divorced from through anybody, according to this Tana. What? No. Okay, that's it. Okay.
When the father is out of the picture, it doesn't give the mother any kochot over her?
No. Okay, now let's take a look. All right, now let's see back in the Gemara. All right, now we can go a drop, but not much. But you're getting the lingo. Now, 10 lines from the bottom, above where it gets wide. Okay, Itmar, everybody with me? Itmar, Kitana, Shikacha, Shlola, Daravia. Now, you have a Kitana, that we said a Kitana, only the father can accept Kiddushin on her behalf. So here, a Kitana was a Kacha without the father's knowledge and consent. We'll see. He says, so look at Rashi, Kitana, Shikacha, Shlola, Daravia. What's second? Let's be patient. So he says, the father didn't say you should accept it. He didn't know about it. Everybody holds not to it. So let's see back in the Gemara. Itmar, and again, we don't understand this, we must be patient. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, under those circumstances, the katana requires a get, and she requires mian. Mian we discussed a moment ago, and we don't know how this fits in here. Mian we said is if the on a rabbanon level, the father is not in the picture, and the mother or the brothers marry her off, then she can opt out of the marriage just through mian. So Amar Karna, Devarim Bego. Karna says, this is a very confusing halachic holding that Shmuel says, in get, lama mian. If Shmuel holds, I don't understand Shmuel. If Shmuel says she requires a get, that means she is married, and why does she require mian? In mian, lama get. And if she's mian, if it's a mian, a rabbinic marriage, why does she have a get? So Amrule, so they said to Karna, Hamar Ukva Beidina Bekapre. Look, you know, Shmuel's far away, but Mar Ukva's nearby, and his bezdin is in Kapri. Why don't you go and pose the question to him? Afchua Shadru Lekami Derav. So they changed two things. They flipped over. In other words, Shmuel said Shricha get it, Shricha Mion. And Karna said Dvarim Bego. I don't understand this. You with me or not? She needs both. And Karna says, this is complicated. I don't understand why she needs both. Right. So Afhua, they flipped over the Shito. So that which Karna said, they attributed to Shmuel. And that which Shmuel said, they attributed to Karna. And they sent the message to Rav. So they didn't send it to Mar Ukva. They sent it to Rav. So if you look at Rashi, let's look at the Rashi. In the name of Karna, Sricha get or Sricha Mion. In other words, they said, Karna says she requires a get and she requires Mion. V'shem Shmuel, Dvarim Bego. And Shmuel says, it sounds complicated. He says, V'sharu l'kami d'rav, l'idain yodel l'dibre Shmuel, that the way that Rashi takes it, that Rav and Shmuel were close friends, and they wanted to know whether Rav would then subscribe to what Shmuel allegedly was saying, which is really Karna. Which sounds strange that they would think such a thing, but the Rashash says that elsewhere where it says Avchua means that by mistake the Shito got flipped over. But either way, the question was posed to Rav with the flipped Shito. So back in the Gemara. Right. He's saying, I don't understand. That's correct. Okay, so now, Avchua Shadru L'Kamid Rav. Amar Lahu, Rav said to them, Hai Elokim, it's like Lashon Shvua, Sricha Geru Sricha Mion. So Rav is fully subscribing to what Shmuel had said earlier. So both Rav and Shmuel are saying, when the Katana accepted the Kiddushin without the knowledge and consent of the father, she needs a get and she needs Mion. Right. The Chasle Lazari Da Abba Bar Abba, it means like, you know, like heaven forfend that the progeny of Abba or Ba'aba, which means Shmuel, the name of Hakim, he should say, right. By the way, he says, Batamamai. So the Gemara says, what's the reason that she needs a get and she needs Mion? Amar Bachabri Rav, with Ravika, Sricha get Shemanit Ratzav, Bekidushin. Then we'll talk about this, and we must be patient. That she needs a get because maybe the father signed off on this Kiddushin. We'll talk about it. We need a few minutes with this, okay? You got to be patient. You don't understand everything immediately. You got to be patient, okay? The Sheminit Ratzav Kiddushin, that the father signed off on it. We think the Kiddushin would be good. Sricha Mion, Shemin Lonit Ratzav Kiddushin. Maybe the father did not sign off on it, in which case she's not married, but she's the recipient of a get. He says, the Yomru, and then people who observe the situation, the people who observe her getting the get, but she really is not married. V'yomru in kiddushin tofsin ba'achota. They'll say she had really been married to this guy. So if he goes and then gives kiddushin to her sister, say nothing to worry about because we observed her getting a get. It was observing getting a get. Really, they were not married, but they'll think that the kiddushin with the sister is ineffective because since he was married to sister A, the marriage to sister B is a nullity. But in reality, the marriage to sister B is effective. So he says, so the mion will be a red flag that there's some question involved in the situation. Amar Rav Nachman, who sheshatu. So Rav Nachman says, when Shmuel and Rav said that we have to be concerned, Shemin et Ratza Ha'av, it doesn't mean like in the Velparain this happened. It means that they had been in discussions with the father ahead of time. I want to have a shit up with your daughter. I want to marry her, blah, 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 blah. And then he gives the kiddushin at some point to the daughter, who's a katana, Shemin et Ratza Ha'av. Ula Amar, Ula says, Afilu Mian in Itzricha. Ula says, she doesn't require get, and she doesn't require Mian, it's a nullity. So the Gemara says, Afagav the Shidchu. You mean, even if they had a Shidduch, she requires nothing? So he says, Man de Maniha, lo Maniha. He says, the one who taught the first halacha that Rav Nachman says, Vuhu Shadchu, didn't teach that Ula says, Afilu Mian in Itzricha. So Afilu Mian in Itzricha is not going with Vuhu Shadchu. Now, let me get to the end of the sugya, and I'll come back to the points that I raised before. Ika da Amri, others say, Amar Ula, Ketana Shinit Katsha Shlo Daraviya, if a Ketana accepted Kedushin without the knowledge or consent of her father, Afilu Minyanin Tzricha. It's a separate statement standing by itself. Now, Mativ Rav Kahana asks the Kasha against Ula from the following Mishnah in Masechet Yibama, which you may recall. Remember, the first Mishnah in Masechet Yibama says there are 15 Arayot, that if somebody's married to them, they pater him from Yibam or Falitza, and the Tzarot, and the Tzarot of the Tzarot. So he says, on line 3, the third white line, Matzah Rav Kahana, Kulani Meitu, means if any of these Arayot died, O Mianu, or they exercised Mian, O Nit Garshu, they divorced, O Shnimsu Ilonit, or they turn out to be an Ilonit, Tzarotain Mutarot. So then the Tzarot are mutarot, it means that they're permissible to the surviving brother. That means they could do Yibam with it. He says, so the Gemara says, the Kitchaman. So who was Makadish these Arayot to begin with? Elaim the Kitchavia, but Mion Sagila? But if the father married her off, Mion wouldn't get her out. Get Malia by it. She needs a whole get. Elav the Kitcha Yinafsha. Is it not that she was Makadish herself? The Katani to buy a Mion. So how is it that Ula says Ketana should kachra shlo darabia, even Mian she doesn't require, and yet here the Mishnah says that she has Mian. Again, Ula says if a girl accepts Kiddushin without the knowledge or consent of the father, she doesn't even require Mian. That's what Ula said. And yet the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of Masechet Yevamot, says I have these arayot that sometimes even if they do Mian, then the tzaros are permissible to the yava. So what's the case where they do mion? So if the father was makadisher, she would get. So what we think the case is that she accepted kiddushin on herself, and then there's a mion. It says who motiv lav, who mafarik lav, don't shnasa lamasa yitoma b'chayav. So he asked the question. He answered the question. If she became yitoma b'chayav, again, it's a term of art, means she was married to husband number one. The father married her up to husband number one. That marriage terminated with the death or divorce. So now she's either a widow or a divorcee, but nothing to do with Yibam or anything like that. Then husband number two marries her. So at that point, even though the father's alive, she can only be married on a Derabbanan level. In other words, the father's out of the picture. So she could do Mion. You got it?
Father gives up the one kid.
Where the father, once she's been through Nisuin, the father's out of the picture. Father's out of the picture. It's going to be on a Drabana. Okay, now, let me just read a few lines from this, and then we'll see where we go with this. Okay, I want to go over some basics. Now, Shmuel says that the Ketana accepts Kiddushin without, this is from the Daf, Al-Hadaf by Rav Zev Dikstein. Shmuel says that the Ketana accepts, we don't have so much fun, see, accepts Kiddushin without her father's knowledge, she's Safek Mikudesha, married out, she requires a get. Rav Ach explains, although Katan is not empowered to affect her own Kiddushin, only her father is authorized. Shmuel suspects the father is agreeable for Kiddushin, therefore she's been stopping the Kiddushin. Rishon questions the significance of the father's consent, since his daughter, as a Katan, did not have the legal capacity to accept Kiddushin for herself. So how do the mechanics work? We said in the Gemara that if the Katan accepts Kiddushin, according to Rav and Shmuel, she needs a get and she needs miyum. So push Shemin into Ratzehav. Maybe the father signed off on it. But how does that work? The Katana is zero. So the Ravid, cited by the Rashba, explains that Shmuel was referring to a case which the Kiddushin was performed in the presence of the girl's father. Shmuel considers the possibility that the father's silence during the Kiddushin is tantamount to expressing instructing his daughter, Siva Kabli Kiddushayat, accept your own Kiddushin. Marbab and Yotet says that a father can empower his minor daughter to accept her own Kiddushin by telling her, Siva Kabli Kiddushayat. That's the first answer. Okay, answer number two. The Ran and the Rush assert that even if the father was not present, Shmuel considers the possibility that Katana might be able to affect her own Kiddushin as long as her father considers the Kiddushin as a chus, like a positive. If the father considers it a positive, maybe it works. The Gemara Membeis postulated, Zakanam Shlobapanav, a person can perform as a chus beneficial act on behalf of his friend, even without the friend's knowledge. The Ran explains that although a father does not always view his daughter's Kiddushin as a chus, if the father expresses approval of her Kiddushin when he learns of it, he thereby demonstrates that he considers the Kiddushin as a chus. Therefore, the rule of Zakan Lan Shlomo is applied, and in retrospect, the daughter had the power from the Kiddushin on behalf of her father, even without his knowledge. Okay, that's husband number two. Okay, husband number three. Alternatively, and I have to break off in a minute. Alternatively, the request suggests that the validity of the daughter's Kiddushin is based on the concept of Kiddushin Midin Arez, like the guarantor. The Gemara on Daf Zion says, if a woman tells her groom to give the Kiddushin money to Plony, in other words, he wants to be Makadi Sar Rachel, so Rachel says, give it to Plony instead of her. So the Kiddushin takes effect when the money is given to Plony. The Gemara explains that such a Kiddushin takes effect by virtue of the pleasure that the groom accords the bride by complying with her wishes, namely giving the money to Plony instead of her. So the Ritva explains that in this case, the father's approval of the Kiddushin is viewed as a request for the groom to allow his daughter to retain the Kiddushin money, which the groom is electively entitled to retract. So the father is saying, in other words, maybe the father is saying, yeah, I'm good with it. In other words, let my daughter keep the money. In other words, if it's something, you get it back. But let my daughter keep the money. Moreover, the assumption is the father wants the Kiddushin effect. At that point, he did already, by virtue of the pleasure the husband gives him by complying with his wishes, permit his daughter to retain the Kiddushin money. So you have three reasons to understand this. Either it's, we said, according to the Ravid, right, the Katana, either it's equivalent, the father was there and he was silent, but it's like equivalent to him saying, see the Kabbalah Kiddushayat, which he's allowed to do. The Gemara said that in Yotet. Or the Ran and the Rush say, Zakalam Shlomopanav, this is a chus for him, so he's happy with it. And then, or Ritva says, it's like Kiddushin Midin Arev, that the father gets Hana'a, that the money is going to the daughter like he wants it. Now, it is noteworthy that according to the Ritva's approach, the Kiddushin takes effect at the time the father is notified of the Kiddushin. And therefore, says the Ritva, the Kiddushin money must still be in existence at that time, the Kiddushin would be valid. On the other hand, according to the Rush and the Ran, the Kiddushin take effect retroactively at the time the daughter was given the Kiddushin money. Therefore, the Kiddushin money need no longer be in existence for the father's part of the Kiddushin. I gotta go. Wait.
Marvin is on his way.
Thank you. What's
I was talking about Ketuvah, nothing. What's that?